opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 on May the 16th, and it's Rodeo Week. We've hit Rodeo Week, and it's a big week. We're going to have, I think it's tomorrow, we're going to have gunfights and, bank robberies and all types of things are happening tomorrow. And now we're looking at the weather later on. Linda's going to give you that. We've got a big, big week today. We've got hospital CEOs, we've got senators, we've got congressmen, we have United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, we got a remote. You know, this is going to be a heck of a week. We're going to get some rain at the beginning, it looks like, but we're finishing off dry and sunny. And I'm joined today by Bad Bob.
Morning, sir.
And Indy Guy's already on the chat pack. Yes, you can get to us by 530-605-4567 or KCNR1460.com, and we're chatting live on that. Just get in there and just push the button, and you can come in and chat with us. And, of course, always joined by my bride, the beautiful Linda, El Bella.
Well, good morning. You know, it's Monday morning, trying to come in. Somebody's rearranged my furniture. I couldn't figure out my microphone, my headphones.
Somebody's moved your cheese.
Where's number three? Did number three go out over the weekend?
No.
Nobody redid everything.
No, and
I
had to
go. I would have been on a different microphone. So anyway, that's already weird. You kind of
so Chandler and Nate, you all come in today. We're going to have a long talk about you leave, about putting things back to where they're supposed to be, just like your mom taught you, and I know she did.
Somebody moved my cheese. Hey, well, good morning. And, the weather has just been crazy. Yesterday, well, first of all, let's talk about what we did. Well, we haven't done this in a long time, and we encourage you to, and here's a good way to do it. I went into don't do it at Safeway because there could be somebody crazy and screaming and yelling, and you never know if you're going to have to hit the floor. So Friday morning, I took my stash of coins that I've been collecting in a bag forever and went over to Rayleigh's off of Hartnell. And a nice little corner there that felt safe. And $67. $67 worth of coins that have just been out of my pocket for I don't know how long. So that was our fun money for the weekend. And we decided to go to the movies. We had a moment in time. We broke a moment in time. And what a perfect time to go in the rain. So we ended up going to the movies 10 in Carlson. I want to go to the movies that got the big, leather seats. And so we went online and said, well, what there? So we ended up seeing Thor in 3D.
Not just 3D, that special 3D.
Super 3D.
I can't tell the difference.
You know, it was kind of an expensive ticket. It wasn't that where you get the, the first people of the day, you get a discount or a senior discount. It was, you had the glasses and the whole thing, but it was such a wonderful, wonderful experience. So if you love stuff like that, go see Thor in 3D. Super. Okay, now, coming out of
the other big thing.
Well, coming out of the theater, it was hailing and thundering, and it's so strange. I'm sure I'm not the only person that's feeling that. But in our forecast today, we have a 40% chance of rains with a high of 55. And tonight you have a 90% chance of showers with a low of 44. I'm really glad that I got my roses planted because they're getting all that beautiful, wonderful nutrients from the rain. And tomorrow it looks like we're going to have a rainy day again, high of 55 with a chance of showers, and Tuesday night likely chance of showers. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards, and we'll be telling you a little bit along the way what's happening Saturday night out there. I hope you join us. Limited tickets available or seats.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's Monday, May the 16th, and during this break, we're going to try and move everything back to where it should be. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Be on the lookout for the lone stranger and sidekick robbing a local bank and hiding the loot. You can win cash just by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Saturday morning, it's parade time in downtown Reading starting at 10 a.m. Thursday is the start of the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events are still on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office. By phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Barrelman Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Riding. Get ready, Reading, it's rodeo time. Get your tickets to all the rodeo action at the Reading Convention Center box office.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, let's beat that drum today.
All right, we're here. It's Monday morning.
7:13, May the 16th.
Wow.
45 degrees. And it's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone line. Somebody give us a call and say hello and see if you made it through the weekend. Hey, on Saturday, obviously we did.
Or, did anybody get snowed in?
Are we doing this from home? Anyway, the on Saturday also, we went to the Anderson VFW for a kickoff for a fundraiser.
Shout out to Joe Catania and Pat Karch and Bob Dunlap and
the VFW, the people that did the you know, the choir.
Absolutely.
Choir out there singing patriotic songs.
Pat Karch put all that together, wrote those charts.
Lou White came out
fabulous.
With his group. Yeah, it was a good kickoff for a fundraiser for the, you know, to gain money for the pay for those murals. That are going to be outside.
I found out that they raised
County
a nice
veteran,
sum.
Did they?
Yes.
Great. Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Great. Okay. Hey, you know what? This morning we watched the liftoff of Endeavor. I think it was Endeavor. And the commander is Mike Kelly. And if you, I mean, how could you not know who his wife is? Gabrielle Gabriella Giffords, who was shot so tragically by a crazy guy in Arizona. But he is the mission commander. And they we watched it lift off. And you always, when you're watching this thing, you can't help it if you're old enough to think back to that time in 80, in the, well, I guess, 82, when the space shuttle taking off exploded. And, you know, you sit there and you think, you know, come on, you can do it. And, you know, and within 3 minutes, they're, you know, like 60 miles in the air and 50 miles downrange. And they're doing, you know, like 1,000 miles per hour. But this is going to be the shuttle program's end. And the Atlantis is going to roll out as the final mission for the space shuttles. And a lot of people are saying, okay, so what? This is, we've been doing this for 30 years. We've they're really old. They're going to cost millions and billions and billions of dollars to keep them, you know, keep them rehabilitated, et cetera, et cetera. We have a space lab. Should the next step be, if we're going to build something, let's build it that it goes out of low Earth orbit and goes into something we can go out and explore. And I'm just not sure how that's going to happen.
Well, we need to pace ourselves exactly, you know, with everything that's going on in our country. We have a couple things coming up that, you know, of course, it has been so, you know, it's the when you know what is ahead of you, but still the anticipation of what the magnitude could be. Leads into our next story. Before we go into some public, you know, some news releases that are here, something that's been really weighing heavy on our minds is
this
next story.
Yeah, I mean, you go into the flooding. The flooding back east is just unbelievable. It's hit our family. Our nephew had to evacuate out of Memphis, Tennessee, off of Mud Island. And the water Mississippi is just getting deeper, and it keeps flowing, and they're having more rains. And what they just did is they opened up spillways. So that areas are going to be flooded. Thousands of homes and families are going to be displaced. As many as 22 cities and communities where river levels are monitored by U.S. government remain flooded.
22.
Some of them 2 weeks. Some of them weeks after the Mississippi and Ohio rivers climbed out of their banks. 6 days after the Mississippi River crested in Memphis, the waterway remains 11 feet above flood stage. And they're looking, their people are packing up and they're trying to get out of there, but they're going to just, you know, they're, like I said, they're opening up the levees and the floodgates so they can save Baton Rouge and Louisiana and New Orleans, which is 115 miles southeast of it. As of Monday, the Corps had opened up, Corps of Engineers had opened up 9 gates, and this is almost the first time in 40 years, the first time they've opened up the floodgates in 40 years. And as they let out water from as many as 25% of the spillways, 125 bays. And it's lowered the projected flood levels for 5 communities and cities, but it still looks bad. It's going to affect 4,000 people as it sends the water out toward the homes and farmlands in the basin there. It's just, you know, what can you say? It's just there's nothing they can do about it. So they're having to save Baton Rouge and New Orleans. So they have to open up and they flood all this lowlands, but it's going to take, you know, all those farms and the small towns and everything.
It's going to displace, and it's also going to kill crops. And you think about how many animals, and, you know, it's not just about the human being that has to be evacuated. You know, how do you, you know, I mean, so many
other animals,
different species that are not something that you herd up, you know, are going to be highly affected by this. On a more positive note here, before we take a break, the Asphalt Cowboys are going to be announcing for the first time the Citizen of the Year Award. In 1953, several Reading area businesses got together to form a marketing group to promote the Reading Rodeo. This idea evolved into the week-long activities we're celebrating all this week. The Asphalt Cowboys this year will be awarding a Citizen of the Year Award to retired state Senator Maurice Johansson and his wife, Marianne, on Saturday, May 21st, the day of the parade downtown for their contributions to the North State, most recently the construction of a much-needed Veterans Chapel at the Veterans Cemetery at Igo.
Yeah, and that was used very well last week for the remembrance and the ceremony for Sergeant Preston Dennis. The other things that are going on, we've got to take a break here, but we want to come back is, believe it or not, can having too much money coming into the state wreck the budget plans of Governor Brown? We're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It is 7:20 in the morning on May the 16th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
You love your home, and you love to improve it. So get into Kubler's Furniture for the Love Your Home sale. You'll love the great savings during this sale, and you'll find great brand names like Broyhill. Love your bedroom and a great night's sleep with a queen mattress set from Simmons, starting at $399. Love your living room with a gorgeous plush sofa from Broyhill for $719. Love 1 year, same as cash upon credit approval with minimum payments. It's time to love your home, and hurry into Kubler's Furniture. Choose from the vast selection of in-stock merchandise that will enhance the home you love. Go to Facebook and like Kubler's to be entered for weekly prize drawings.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Love your home and great pricing during this sale at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Don't miss the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Valona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the summer music series at Anselmo Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smile, though your heart is aching.
Hey, how about lunch with me on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1, unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. Take a break, tune in, and join the conversation about politics, culture, and the conservative perspective. What happens nationally affects our state, our hometown, and our families. Call in and voice your opinion. Chances are, if it matters to you, it matters to a lot of people. The Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. Be there.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:23 in the morning, May the 16th. It is 45 degrees out there, and it's going to be a rainy day today.
Chance of rain today, like Carl said, with a high of about 55, mostly cloudy, with calm wind. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible tonight. Showers and low of around 44 with north-northwest wind between 3 and 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 90%. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half an inch are possible.
Yes, but the rodeo is going to be rain-free, I can tell you right now. You know what? We're getting it out of our systems right now. No more rain, no more rain.
And because we really think it's going to be fabulous right now, if you call, are you awake? Are you with us? 605-4567. We're going to give two tickets away to the pancake breakfast. That's Friday morning. We will be out there doing a live remote this Friday morning. That is May 20th. Right now, first caller, 605-4567, is going to get those two tickets for the 58th annual pancake breakfast.
So that's 605-4567. Okay. Is having too much money a problem? I know it's probably really a problem for Bad Bob. Bad Bob just does this as a hobby. And it's nice to know that you know he's got so much money, he could do anything he wants, but he just likes coming in here in the morning and getting abused and coming in at midnight to make sure things work with the new satellite receivers and making those phone calls. Anyway, it looks like we've got about $2.5 billion more than projected since the fiscal year started last July 1st. Personal income tax withholdings are running about 12% above the prior fiscal year, and that means that people are working or making more money. But now, what's going to happen? Governor Brown's budget is coming out today, if I understand that right. And Republicans have been fighting the idea of extending those vehicle sales and personal income taxes that were approved two years ago. They're saying they're unnecessary. They're saying they're showing this $2.5 billion could be used to help the public education system. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that if more money is coming in and if there are cuts in other things, you know, we're talking about education, even though that our Shasta County teachers went in there the other night and asked for a 5.5% raise, and we're keeping too much money in the reserve, the Shasta County School Board there. And they asked for a 5.5% raise, saying they hadn't been making enough money, hadn't been getting the raises over the past few years, and the board offered them a 1.1%. This was happened last week. And we really never really got around to it. And then the teachers, there were 74 of them that were in there, just got up and walked out. I don't know if that means that they would walk out during class or something, or they weren't in there during class, where many other teachers obviously took a few days off and went down to Sacramento and protested about it. You know, the state of education in California, everybody seems to be worried about it. And, you know, everybody seems to think that giving more money will solve the problem. I'm not sure if that's really the case. And you look at charter schools, and we have a great example right here at UPREP, seems to be doing just great. You know, they're beating everybody up on scores and the things they offer and all that. They do it in a non-union way. Not saying it's a union thing, but I'm just saying is that they look at it in a completely different manner. I'd sure like to, we have UPREP on, the principal and the superintendent on. We've had her on before, and we're going to have her on again. I really like the things she says, and she comes up things. We've had Tom Marmolino, and we need to have Tom back on. He's the Shasta County Superintendent of Schools, one of 24 superintendents that we have in Shasta County. I say 24. Sometimes it's 21. Sometimes it's more. But I think 22 to 24 is the last thing I heard. And in the middle of it, we have a school board spending $75,000 for a $13,000 theft. And they don't, as you know, as she said, the school board participant in it who okayed this was, I'm not sure if it's cost effective, but it made everybody feel better. Well, I don't think it made everybody feel better because there was so much consternation about it. I'm not sure spending $78,000 or $76,000 for a 60-page report is exactly making everybody feel right. And did anything happen from the end of it? Was there a result from it? Was there anything that came from it that was useful? I'm not sure. And the principal and the whole thing says, hey, wait a minute, I blew the whistle and I get hammered. And so, you know, the whole thing is a precursor to more lawsuits about what's going on. And then we're looking at the other lawsuit about REU, which could cost $6.5 million. And I tell you what, there's a lot of people believe that that lawsuit's got a way, you know, can win. So then that's $6.5 million pulled out of the budget. And, you know, we're not out of these woods yet. We're right in that spot where, you know, the housing market is down. You know, the jobs are down. We know some people that are moving because they can get jobs. You know, I hate to say it, in Texas, in one spot where the unemployment's like 2.4% as opposed to what we've got of officially 15 something and probably really closer to 25. But there is some good news here. There is more money coming in. There are schools that are doing well. Our schools up in the North State. We've got plenty of water for the lake this summer. And the gelding clinic aims to reduce homeless horses. That's right. We're having a gelding clinic here, which is on the front page of the Record Searchlight on a Monday. And so what that does is...
Perfect. It's rodeo week.
It's rodeo week. So gelding clinic aims to reduce homeless horses. And then homeless cats. And homeless dogs, because they have all these spay and neuter. I guess you might want to watch out if you're just walking around the street without a house.
By the way, Cheryl, one of our favorite people, Cheryl Cobb, you won the tickets for the pancake breakfast. Come by the station, and I'll have them before noon, anytime between now and Friday morning, of course. I mean, Thursday. And we're going to go. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the week in the red following new concerns about Europe's debt crisis. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 27 points. The head of the International Monetary Fund is due to be arraigned in New York this morning. Dominic Strauss-Kahn was arrested in New York City this weekend and charged with sexual assault. A maid at a New York hotel accusing him of attacking her while she was cleaning his room Saturday afternoon. Strauss-Kahn denies all the charges against him. The effect of his arrest overshadows the bailout talks in Europe. He was key in containing the Eurozone debt crisis. The NASDAQ and Intercontinental Exchange withdrawing their $11 billion bid for the New York Stock Exchange. NASDAQ and ICE say they dropped the takeover effort because they wouldn't be successful in securing regulatory approval for the deal. In a separate announcement, the Justice Department planned to file an antitrust lawsuit if the firms went ahead with the bid. The ICE says it will continue seeking opportunities that will benefit its customers and shareholders. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Micro talks with a real Ford service technician about tires.
So you were saying, George, is this tire like in dire need of being changed?
Yeah. Well, if you look, you're past the wear bars on the outside of this tire.
If it's below specification as far as tread wear, you need to get it changed.
What do you recommend they do about that?
Come on into the dealer.
Buy four select tires, get a $100 rebate, and that's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
So the moral of the story is bring him to George. He's good at it. Friendly, too.
Competitors add required for tire guarantee. See participating California dealerships or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 531-11.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the hardworking people at Northern Lights, would like to remind everybody about the ethanol-free 93. Not for only your weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws, but it runs great in your watercraft, motorcycles, and all those off-road buggies and Jeeps. We also have the two-cycle oil mix, motor oils, and synthetics. And be sure to have an extra barbecue bottle sitting around. We've got the 2.5-gallon ones, just came in. We don't want anybody running out on Sunday. In Corning, ask for Robin, Vanessa in Weaverville, and in Redding, there's too many pretty faces to list. So just come by and give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl on the Bot, 7:35 in the morning on May the 16th. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Dish Satellite at its best with Doug Tooley, 244-1988. Do not call that 800 number. It'll take you to another state. It may even take you to another hemisphere, or shall I say, another galaxy, where they don't even understand English. But you'll still be talking to them and wasting your time when you could actually have it done right here in town by Doug Tooley at 244-1988. He guarantees his work. He's got deals for free HD TV for life. For life. Well, ever since you pushed that gelding, you know, clinic article in my face and just shook it at me, I've been
all right.
Like this.
May 16th this morning. Can you believe it? Currently 735 degrees. I mean, excuse me, 735 in the morning and now. It's 45 degrees. And it's Monday morning and we're having a good time. We're showing up and we've got a couple special guests in the studios. But before we get to our guests, you're holding up the big yellow poster.
The yellow poster, okay, for Asphalt Cowboys. Today is Special Kids Day honoring the special kids. It's a tradition of and honoring John and Fran Balma. And it's down at 9 o'clock. It was, you know, when the show gets over, you just trot on down there or be listening to it and watching. And it's by invitation only. Tomorrow, of course, is the bank hold up where they've got the lone stranger. You have to name them and get money or finding the loot to turn in at the clubhouse. There's a lot of money changing hands on that. And then, of course, the chili cook-off, quick draw contest, and the street dance. That's on Wednesday. We'll be talking a lot more about the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association this week. There's a lot of things going on, but be prepared.
Well, you know, here on KCNR and what we do here on Free Fire Radio is we love to bring people on from the community that put a face to something that we know would help educate people. It's Monday morning, like, I didn't know that. And with us this morning is Sarah Erickson, who is with The Lung Affair, and Dr. Stephen Hecht from Advanced Imaging. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Was I okay on that intro?
Yes.
Okay, so we also know that we have the Relay for Life coming up in June. And right now you have some statistics of a study that was recently that took place regarding lungs and the CT scanning. Am I correct in that?
That's true.
All right, so why don't you tell us what you would like our listeners to know?
Good. Thank you very much. It was called the National Lung Cancer Screening Trial. And the purpose of it was to find out if CT scanning of the lungs resulted in fewer deaths from lung cancer than regular chest x-rays of the lung. And it was a very interesting study. It was very large, involved more than 50,000 people. The age range was 55 to 74, and they had to have at least 30 pack years smoking history, which means very heavy smoking. So it, first of all, the results merely pertain to people age 55 to 74 and heavy smokers.
May I break in here, Doctor? What constitutes heavy smoking?
Well, for the purposes of this trial, it was 30 pack years, which is the equivalent of one pack a day for 30 years or two packs a day for 15 years. So a substantial exposure. And the very interesting thing about this study is that all major studies involving human beings like this have what's called a safety committee. So that to look for one of either two conditions. One is, for example, if you're trying a drug and instead of helping people, it's killing people, then you can stop the trial. And that's actually happened. But in this case, the other condition that a safety committee looks for is that if you randomize people, in other words, if you put them into one category or another, so in this case, some people got chest CT and some got chest X-ray. If one is clearly way better than the other, then they stop the study because it's not fair to put them in the one that's not as good. So what happened in this study is the safety committee actually stopped the study because the chest CT group had 20% fewer deaths from cancer than the chest X-ray group. And so that was viewed as a substantial advantage, considering the large number of lung cancer cases in the United States and lung cancer deaths in the United States. That result would mean that thousands and thousands and thousands fewer people would die from lung cancer. So the study was stopped because the CT scanning was so much more effective than chest X-rays.
Okay, so Sarah, doctor, that was a good. I think we're clear on the fact that a CT scan obviously is better if you're a smoker or you've been a smoker. Don't just count on a chest X-ray to pick up anything. Go the extra mile and do the CT.
Are they saying the same thing about non-smokers?
No, this only pertains to smokers. And you bring up a really great point. Chest CT is not without its own risks. It's a substantial X-ray exposure in comparison to chest X-ray, which is a very little exposure to X-ray. And so in a large population, there are going to be some excess cases of cancer just from more CT scanning. But so that's why you want to do it only on the people at high risk. You don't want to do chest CTs looking for lung cancer on people without a sizable exposure to tobacco. And the other thing is they don't have to be smoking now. They can have given it up and they still carry that risk.
So if you say you have a low risk because you haven't smoked or whatever for years or never smoked, and you get a CT chest scan, which is what we're talking about, that in itself after several of them or just one can cause a problem.
Well, as I said, it's at the population level. An individual, the risk is actually pretty teeny. Okay. But if you involve, you know, thousands and thousands of people, then you're going to get a couple of extra cancers.
All right. Well, we got to take a break here. This is Colin DeBott. We're talking to Dr. Stephen Hecht from Advanced Imaging and Sarah Erickson from Lung Affair. We're talking about national lung screening trials that have just come out. And it's really quite interesting. If you think about it, I guess it's that, you know, a CT scan would, because it is so much more thorough, would find these things. But you still have to prove it. You can't just say, hey, I believe it's the sky's blue out there. You've got to somehow prove it.
We'll talk more on that subject when we get back. We're going to take a break here on KCNR 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular. But being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for 3 Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, McDonald's Memorial Chapel, Curves Fitness for Women, Senior Side Insurance Agency, Addis Healthcare, The Vistas, Shasta County Senior Nutrition, and State Farm. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindabaugh. 7:45 in the morning on May 16th. Tobacco and Brew is bringing this portion of the show. Espresso Joe's, this is the day to go down and get coffee. Because I tell you what, it's 45 degrees out there. It's going to be raining. You need to keep your the little cockles of your heart
plus
warm in your tummy.
Plus, they have the best deals on coffee down there.
That's right. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, great American, saw him out there at IGO the other day, and we were paying our honors to the young sergeant on his final voyage. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Dr. Stephen Hecht and Sarah Erickson. Dr. Hecht is from Advanced Imaging, and Sarah is from The Lung Affair. We were discussing during the break CTs and MRIs.
Versus?
Just CTs and MRIs. What's the difference between them?
Well, both of them make slice pictures of people. CTs use X-rays, just like regular X-rays. But in a CT scanner, the X-ray tube actually rotates around the person and can make slice X-rays in that way, slice pictures. The MRI uses magnets and radio waves to make pictures of people. It doesn't involve any ionizing radiation.
And I think, as Linda was asking, one's better than the other for certain things then, right?
Well, they have really great – both have great strengths, and it just depends what kind of a question that you want to answer. CTs make slices almost instantaneously in less than 1 second. So one slice takes a very short period of time to make. MRs take about 2 minutes or even more to make a series of pictures, and all of the pictures are made over that 2 minute span. So for things that move, like the chest, which is moving back and forth when you breathe, the CT has a big advantage since it can make a slice almost instantaneously, and over 2 minutes the breathing motion would cause a lot of blurring of an MRI. So that's why CT is the beneficial one for chest screening.
It seems to me on MRIs that they push you into a tube. Is that right?
Well, yep, there's a big old tube.
Yeah. Well, in the military, they have a tactical MRI, by the way.
What does that mean?
It's like being loaded into a chamber of a rifle. I mean, if you're taller than 5'2" or weigh more than 5 pounds, you know, they stuff you in there, and it's dark, and then it's like your nose is up against the top of the tube, and you're like, okay, now just ignore these sounds coming out of here. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
Yeah,
I tell you what, post-traumatic stress. But they have others, of course. That just talking about tactical MRI in there.
You don't always have to go all the way in the tube.
No,
for example, if you're having pictures made of your foot or your knee, you don't have to be all the way in. If it's of your head, you do need to be all the way in.
It just depends. I've been in others, though. They have openings at the other end, though. I mean, it's like music or something coming out.
They'll have an opening.
Do they have an opening?
Yes, classical music.
And they have fans blowing on you.
You have to literally
and people rubbing your feet going, you'll be okay.
You have to go through the yoga breath. Yeah. I've had two of the I've had both the CT and the probably, in case you're wondering, yes, I did fall on my head at one time. And probably never told you that, Carl.
It looks fine now.
Anyway, Sarah, beautiful Sarah here in your blue scrubs.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about when you said, I'm with Lung Affair.
It's a nonprofit organization. We started about 2 years ago. And the main drive is because lung cancer is the number one cancer killer of all cancers. Number two killer overall, right behind heart disease. And there's not a lot of education and a lot of awareness about it, and something needed to be done because it's a huge killer.
No, but a lot of people think, okay, lung cancer, smokers. But people get lung cancer that don't smoke.
Very true. There's asbestos exposure, radon exposure, and things that we breathe in every day. And the other huge role is genetics. A lot we still don't know about, but it's something that we need to consider.
Wow. So well, just, how would you find out the statistics on the lung cancer? I mean, and that's something also, too, that when we go and we have our checkups, we need to discuss with our doctors about, I've been exposed, I'm around, you know, maybe you grew up and all of your family were smokers, or maybe you were next to a yard that had pollutants.
Yes, definitely. If you have a smoking history yourself, or if you are exposed to secondhand smoke, or you know that you've been exposed to asbestos, definitely talk to your doctor if you have any unusual symptoms, coughing up blood, chest pain, loss of weight, anything like that. It's all something you need to talk to your doctor about.
Yeah, that coughing of blood, that's usually, yeah. I usually run right down when that happens. Hey, we got to take a break. Bad Bob, he does that a lot. He swears that it's nothing, means nothing, and he was just eating some kind of red candy. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, 750 in the morning, May the 16th. We're talking testing for lung cancer and being aware of what's going on around you in your body. This is Free Fire Radio.
Celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you could pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Mom, the internet's not working. Now I can't finish my homework.
Arr. Oh, yeah, our provider sent me an email telling us we didn't have unlimited internet anymore.
That's so lame. You should call Lisa's dad at Shasta.com. They have the best local internet service.
You're right. I'll call them today.
Hi, this is Andy Main. I'm sure by now many of you have received a notice from your internet provider telling you that they're going to limit your internet and that they will charge you extra if you go over. At Shasta.com, we don't limit how much you can use your internet. If you are using Netflix, watching TV, or gaming on the internet, you could go over your limit, but not with Shasta.com. And when you sign up, we will replace your old modem with a brand new one. To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Isn't it time to switch to a local company that offers unlimited internet without extra charges? This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 on May the 16th. Are we having a good time?
We're having a great time. You know, okay. What happens at the breaks is that we start to gab and we have great conversations. And I just want to bring that over some of the information that I just received. Again, if you're just tuning in, we've got Sarah Erickson, who is with Lung Affair, and Dr. Stephen Hecht from Advanced Imaging. We were talking about the fact that I said, Sarah, as we leave today, what do you want people to know about Lung Affair, how we can get a hold of you? And you were talking about that, Stephen. Right, can we please close the door? Thank you. And I'm on the air right there. I can't hear anything. Dr. Stephen Hecht. They're like, what's going on here? From Advanced Imaging, it has been so generous in hope. What, you guys can put it in better words. Share that with me.
Basically, one of the goals of Lung Affair is to help patients in need of these scans one day, once they develop a protocol for it, to receive them, because insurance companies are not paying for them. And Dr. Hecht has graciously gave us a discounted rate so that we could help provide those scans to those patients once that protocol has come out.
So, in other words, the doctor here from Advanced Imaging has said, look, we really want to get people screened, and if they don't have insurance or they can't afford it, we want to be able to put together a program for those people so they can get the care. And yes, that's what's happening right now. What we see so much, what's going on with our medical world and Medi-Cal and Medicare and insurance, people are just like, oh, I could never do that. So now what you're trying to do. So how does one find you if they're thinking, you know, I really need to be scanned or screened? How do we go to tell our listeners to find a program or come see you?
The first step, actually, right now, the best thing is to actually talk to their primary care doctor. And if they have a risk, then their primary care doctor can get a hold of the Lung Affair and say, hey, we have this patient. They're in financial need. Can you help him or her? So that's the best thing, because you have to look at the whole picture, like Dr. Hecht was saying. It's just not anybody that can get a scan. It's somebody that has to have the risk there, because
you can't just walk in and say, hey, I'd like to have one of these. You've got to have factors. You know, we've had a series of shows on medical, and we're going to, you know, I think just like we did for emergency preparedness, we need to have like a week-long
Exactly. Where is Advanced Imaging located?
Advanced Imaging is on 2380 Bocelli Lane, north of Cypress, one block north of Cypress.
Okay.
All right, we're having...
Thank you so much for being on.
We're having the CEO of Mercy Hospital is coming in right after us. We had the CEO of Shasta Regional last week, and Dr. Malachi the week before. We have Dr. McConnell on a regular basis. We're going to have to have maybe a medical week, and we talk about a number of different things that people, you know, let people hear what's going on and those things that are happening, like this, the scanning, showing people with a 30-pack. This may have a significant impact on their life besides the smoking and being able to be tested this way. But thank you so much for being here. And you get the final thoughts here.
Well, I just want to thank you for allowing us to speak to our community. And I want to just make one point, and that is the most important way to prevent lung cancer is not to start smoking. And if you do smoke, stop, please.
Okay.
Yeah, and you were saying something too as well, Sarah, about kids today. A lot of kids are just thinking it's super cool, and it's a kind of a social thing, you know, like pulling out a cigarette and just kind of smoking.
It is, and smoking has always been a social thing, and I think obviously slowly we're getting there. Smoking rate is going down, but I think we still have a long road ahead of us, and we are trying to work with the high schools and middle schools in town to develop a program for that education as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the air, and of course, we would encourage our chat room to engage as well. I mean, they're crazy. They're talking about all kinds of stuff.
Some of them have voices in their heads.
Yeah.
But would an MRI help or a CAT scan help with that?
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, hey, when we come back, we have a CEO of Mercy Hospital with us.
All right.
And this week
is that what's going on in the lobby out
that's
there?
That's what's going on in the lobby. And then also Doug Lamothe will be on, Senator Lamothe will be on tomorrow. We've got Congressman Wally Herger on Thursday. We've got Tom Pasinko on Wednesday. And Friday, we're going to be at a remote at a pancake breakfast. You know what? Can't beat that.
Got a couple more tickets to give away this
morning.
That's
right, United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. First time they've ever been up here.
In history. It's
going to be on the show Thursday, their first radio appearance. There you go. It's going to be a big week, but it's Rodeo Week, and Rodeo Week's always a big week.
Thank you, Sarah Erickson and Dr. Stephen Hecht from Advanced Imaging and Lung Affair. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
That's right. Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. We'll come on back with Mercy Hospital talking about those questions that you need to know about health care.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Endeavors in space. The shuttle launching for the last time, watched by Commander Mark Kelly's wife, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
She wouldn't miss this if, for anything, really.
That's Giffords' chief of staff, the congresswoman recovering well enough from being shot in the head in January to be there in person. Four NATO troops are dead in an explosion in southern Afghanistan. And 2 weeks after Navy SEALs took out Osama bin Laden in a raid in Pakistan, damaging U.S. relations with that country, a little fence mending today. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Dave, Democratic Senator John Kerry, who's in Pakistan, reportedly issued key demands, saying there are calls in Congress to cut aid.
Unless there is an improvement in the current situation.
Pakistan now saying it will hand over the tail of the disabled chopper used in the raid on bin Laden to U.S. personnel there. Following the visit, the U.S. and Pakistan have also issued a joint statement saying they will work together in the future against any high-value targets inside Pakistan. Dave?
Courtney Raymond this hour for the head of the International Monetary Fund, charged in New York with trying to sexually assault a maid at his hotel Saturday. There are little ghost towns today in Louisiana, people heading to higher ground because of a big man-made flood may be coming as a relief valve on the Mississippi River. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes live in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, Dave, sort of like pouring ketchup on a ham. Maybe so, but it's coming. The spillway has 125 bays, but the Army engineer has only opened 9, giving folks in Cajun country more time to pack up and get out.
Mobile homes, trailers, been leaving for the past week.
Now, to give you an idea of how long it'll take, up the Atchafalaya Basin. The closest town is roughly 25 miles from the spillway, and so far, Dave, still no flooding.
Todd, the Sahara's crapping out in Las Vegas, busting. The old casino on the strip, a Rat Pack favorite in the 50s, will close the day a victim of the recession. More than 1,000 Sahara workers will lose jobs. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
A message from a real informant.
I work in the IT department of my company. Early into the job, I learned that we were using unauthorized business software. I told my manager about it, but he chose to ignore it. It really bugged me that we were pirating software. I knew it was wrong and illegal, so I reported it confidentially to the Business Software Alliance at nopiracy.org.
Report business software piracy confidentially today at nopiracy.org. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or search BSA. You could even get a cash reward.
Data processing services owner Andrew Sensenig.
I keep one eye on growth and the other on my checkbook. Hey, that's why I look to Sam's Club.
Selection, quality, low prices. It's how Sam's Club makes saving simple and helps grow your bottom line. Last year, members saved an average of 44% versus retail superstores on office supplies alone.
See the savings for yourself. I did.
Join during National Small Business Week, May 16th through 28th, and get a 10-week membership for just $10. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Head of the International Monetary Fund faces sexual assault charges. The White House says the U.S. remains confident in the IMF as an organization. President Obama will soon land in Memphis.
The Memphis trip puts the president together with kids just starting their adult lives, as well as families trying to rebuild theirs. He's giving the commencement address at Booker T. Washington High School, the winner of his commencement challenge. The White House says the school managed to improve its graduation rate from 55% 4 years ago to nearly 82% last year. While in Memphis, the president will meet with some of the families that have been suffering during the extreme flooding along the Mississippi. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
In a half hour, the president's former chief of staff takes over as Chicago's mayor, Rahm Emanuel, replacing Richard M. Daley, who's been in office since 1989.
He's been great for the city, and we will miss him dearly, and I hope that he's happy.
I think he's done a lot of good for the city.
I wish him well. God bless.
Emanuel was easily elected in Chicago after having a hard time overcoming legal residency challenges getting on the ballot. It's not summer yet, but it is for Hollywood. Thor, the early box office winner this weekend. Captain Jack returns in another Pirates of the Caribbean movie Friday. Later, aliens will invade theaters.
You lied to us. You've made a grave mistake.
Transformers 3 : Dark of the Moon is expected to be a big summer draw, even without Megan Fox.
But there's another addition to the cast creating some buzz.
What is McDreamy doing in this movie? Patrick Dempsey? Really?
Harry Medved with Fandango is less surprised by the cast choices in Cowboys and Aliens.
People are excited about seeing the pairing of Daniel Craig along with Harrison Ford.
In the film, a spaceship arrives in Arizona in 1873 to take over the Earth, starting with the Wild West.
Is it demons?
Why are you asking me?
Another alien invasion this summer? Super 8. Writer-director J.J. Abrams has kept the film mostly cloaked in secrecy. In Los Angeles, Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
It's no blockbuster on Wall Street today, but the Dow is up 37. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Welcome back. It's Monday, 8:05 on May the 16th. It's 605-4567 to get a hold of us. And we are streaming and chatting at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Lea. Let me talk to you about that. He is our optometrist of choice. He's got his own on-site lab. He has provided glasses for the whole family, contact lenses. He helps with insurance. He's been in Reading for 20 years, and he's the one that gave the great advice about Linda and the tear in her retina. So that's we like Dr. Joseph Lea.
You know, when you're on the street and people ask about the tear in your retina?
He's from, yeah, people come up to us.
Okay, wait a minute. Well, you know, if you talk about stuff on the radio, at least you know people are listening.
There you go.
But anyway.
Dr. Joseph Lea, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Okay.
All right, you guys.
Looks like we've got somebody on the phone there.
Let's go. We're going to go to the phone lines first, and then we're going to introduce you to our very special guest. You guys are going to want to get it geared up because we're going to be talking some good stuff here. But let's go to the phones first. Elizabeth, you're on line one.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know what is happening at the Reading Tea Party tonight. As always, it's at 6 p.m. at the Bonneville Baptist Church. That is 2570 South Bonneville Road. And tonight we're going to have someone from Chuck's Coins come in and talk about gold and silver. And we all know that that's been a big topic in the news lately. So if you've ever had any interest in learning about investing in commodities or actual silver, this is a good time to come out and learn about it.
Well, you know, with a new budget coming out today, from what I understand, maybe a time to start putting money into gold and silver.
It may be.
But, you know, hey, we're making more. You know, I don't want to get into a discussion with you because we have a guest
Absolutely.
We're going to talk about. But Senator Doug Lamoff is going to be on tomorrow and talking about probably another way of looking at the budget and how to do things.
Great.
And I think so. It's but the idea of putting money into something besides, you know, the oil and gas that goes into your car may be a good idea.
It's worth coming out and hearing about it.
Yeah, you know what? You have to listen to a lot of stuff, be able to make your own choices.
That's right. Informed decision.
Okay.
Elizabeth, always thanks for calling in on Monday morning on KCNR to let us know what's going on.
And remember, we the people.
Sunday morning.
All right.
There you go. 10 a.m.
There you go.
Have some new music.
Great show. Great show.
Some new music that was sent to me from a guy out of the New York by the name of Norm Cady that is perfect for your show. We'll probably play a few tracks here, too.
Great.
Yeah.
We'll get that from you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Take it easy.
You bet, Elizabeth. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to our guest, Mark Korth, who is president of Mercy Medical Center. And we're going to be talking medical stuff. I want to talk about healthcare. You know, we've talked a little bit about it, but also, you know, how does a person with some health insurance, you know, survive in today when the costs are going up so radically?
Dr. Korth, we're really looking forward to the questions and answers with you being here, and we're going to take a break. Make sure that you guys get in on the chat. Now's the time, and we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Mm-hmm.
bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Be on the lookout for the lone stranger and sidekick robbing a local bank and hiding the loot. You can win cash just by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Saturday morning, it's parade time in downtown Reading, starting at 10 a.m. Thursday is the start of the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events are still on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office. By phone at 225-4130 or online at readyconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Barrel Man Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Riding. Get ready, Reading, it's rodeo time. Get your tickets to all the rodeo action at the Reading Convention Center box office.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, then I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in, they'll call me, let me know what needs to be done, they'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
On Sundays, it's the Don Shulman Show, featuring you and your money. Sports talk, bridal talk, senior talk. Take me along on Sundays. We'll have surprises. The chat room will be open, and we're there talking about subjects that affect you, how to save money, and how to do the things you need to do to make your life better and easier. See you on Sundays, 11 to 1, only on KCNR 1460.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Whoops! Hey, we're back from break. Where are you?
8:12 in the morning, May 16th, 605-4567. And we're streaming and chatting on KCNR 1460. As many of you know, Sonny and Angel and John and Indy and
love you
many,
guys.
Many more. We really, really appreciate it.
There was one day, I don't know if our chat room was down, but we were, just felt naked because nobody was on. And we were like, I was all by myself. Anyway, today we're going to have a 40% chance of rain with a high going up to about 55 tonight, low of 44, showers, 90% tonight. Be looking for rain again tomorrow and tomorrow night. And I wanted to talk about an email that came in. FYI, Cowboys put on a Facebook message yesterday that the kitty parade was canceled. The ground was too wet from the heavy rain on Sunday. And for your information, this is the first time this has ever been canceled. So I just, FYI, you guys, I mean, I don't, just thought I'd tell you that. By the way, we do have two tickets I'm giving away this morning. First caller to 605-4567 for the pancake breakfast. I promise I was going to give two more of those away. Friday morning is our live remote. Now, going back to our very special guest, we're so honored to have him here with us. He is the president of Mercy Medical, and that's Mark Korth. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, some of your history, what led you to be in Reading. Please.
All right. I'll be happy to share. I came to Reading in December, almost a year and a half ago now. Came from Southern California, where I was a CEO of Lakewood Regional Medical Center. Came up to Redding with my family. I've got my wife and four kids. Wanted to find a better place to raise my family and a great hospital to work with. And so I looked and checked out the opportunity at Mercy Medical Center and realized it was the right setting for me, for my family, and a great hospital, great organization to be part of.
What would you say is the hardest
really
thing?
Really awesome there.
Yeah. What would you say is the, and Mark and I were talking, of course, during the break, and find out we lived probably within 5 miles of each other at some point.
In Southern California.
Of course, you probably lived in a different kind of area than I lived in.
I'm not sure about that.
Mark, what is would you say is the, is the what's the hardest thing about running a major medical facility?
You know, it was interesting. A long time ago when I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, I talked to a guy. He ran IT systems in hospitals, and he was asking me what I wanted to do, and I told him I wanted to be a hospital administrator, and he practically begged me to not do it because he said, in that job, you're going to find that it's tough to please everybody all the time. And what we have in healthcare today and with hospitals running complex organizations is real intense challenges where it's tough to satisfy everybody all the time. You know, we really strive to do the right thing. And that's kind of the model that I have doing my job is make sure that the organization's doing the very best we can. But getting to that end is not always easy, and it's pretty complicated.
If there's one thing you could change right now when as running a hospital, what would it be?
That's a good question.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that one. That's a tough question because if somebody asked me about that here, I've got an answer right away, but he wouldn't like it. no, it's just a little joke there. We'll come back to that because I think that's important because there are major problems running major medical facilities, but if, you know, but if there's things that you could fix that you keep running into all the time, that's a you know, that's something that I'd like to hear about. Running a medical facility to me, you know, probably your friend who was talking to you about it, there was a reason that mm-hmm. he said, you know, you don't want to do this, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting thinking about your question. I'd say just right off the bat, and I'm not sure if it's the only thing I'd change, but the system that we have right now is built on years of heritage from all the way from back when Medicare and Medicaid were first put into place. That system is built up over time, and it's created a lot of complexity. It's created a lot of systems that are in place just because that's the way it's been developed. And it's really hard with healthcare because you're inheriting this heritage of complexity. If we could find a way to step back and simplify healthcare and delivery and focus truly on the patient, the person at the front line who needs the care and the delivery system, the doctors, the hospitals that are doing it, without as much of the noise, it'd make a big difference and it'd make the world a better place to receive health care.
Everything we hear from every doctor, whether it's an individual practice or they have their own clinics to the CEO, are all saying the same thing. The amount of administrative paperwork is drowning them, that they can't see patients. They've got to take so much of their time to fill out paperwork that it's instead of being able to see 20 patients, it cuts them down to 15. And I'm just saying 20, just an arbitrary number, depending, I'm sure, on who it is. But this whole thing has just made it so, and all the new regulations that come out and that the government is looking over your shoulder or there's an insurance company looking over your shoulder, that people are just getting, they're drowning in this. Would that be a true statement?
Well, I think most of the people you're going to talk to that are involved with it would absolutely say that there's a lot of complexity, a lot of regulation there. You know, we're a mission-based organization. Our focus is to provide services to anybody who needs those services, and we'll do that. But in the environment today, it's getting more and more challenging to be able to do that and to find a way to be able to provide all those core services that are needed, but still deal with the costs and the complexity that exist in healthcare today.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Lindebot, our guest, Mark Korth, who is the president and CEO of the Mercy Medical Center. The complexity of the system now is, if there's one thing he could change, would be the complexity of the medical system, things that have just been kind of what's started 20 years ago or 25 years ago or even 40 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, in the 60s.
In the 60s. Or now,
actually,
every
back
year,
in the 30s, if you go all the way
if
back.
If you want to go back, right. It, you know, they've just kept building and building and not restructuring it, but just building on top of something has, you know, has led us to a point now where we've got a very top-heavy piece of cumbersome equipment we're trying to run. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. It's 8:19 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water cost. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com. Aruba,
Jamaica. Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Our chat room is open. Go to KCNR1460.com. You guys, we love you interacting and letting us know what's on your mind. Today is going to be a high of 55 with 40% chance of rain. And tonight, 90% chance of showers. Love to open those windows. You know, it's really funny. We're bringing in the down comforters, taking out the down comforters, bringing in the down comforters. It's okay.
Ride your motorcycle as fast as you can, as long as you can, and because you have to run back and you put it back in for 4 days. You know, I've turned on the heater. We had the air conditioner on one day. The next day, we turned the heat on. This is just, you know, it just keeps going like that.
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo.
And speaking of
Vineyards.
Anselmo's, this Saturday night, yes. 21st, Linda's going to be singing out there. Rick Hill's going to be there. Lou White.
Pat Karch.
And it's also her birthday, so it's tiara night that night. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be some giveaway stuff going on. I mean, talking about some nice stuff.
It's going to be a jazz prom night.
Jazz prom night. But if you want to go, you're going to need to get reservations for the music room.
We're We're going to dress. You know, I think we should do What's that called? Rumble line?
Something like that. 474-5546 is the number out there that you need to give them a call at 474-5546 if you want to get in there and get with us crazy people, because there probably will be a rumble line going and a conga line. I think it's a conga line. It's a conga line.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get back to serious stuff.
Back
to serious stuff. Mark Korth, president of Mercy Medical Center, is here, and you talked about changes.
But you're such a pleasant guy. You're just this wonderful addition. Thank you for being deciding with your wife and your family to come to the North State. You make it a better place.
Well, we couldn't be happier to be here. I said it's the right spot for us.
The when we had both you and the CEO of Shasta Regional have both been on, and you all. The two hospitals work together. Would you say that?
You know, I talked to Randall last week. We need to work together in this community. All of the healthcare providers really need to find a way to work together. That's one of the changes. You know, talking about healthcare, there is a need for change. Our system isn't in a great spot, and sometimes we compete when we should collaborate. Sometimes we duplicate services when there's really an opportunity to do it right once. Sometimes we do need more than one providing those services. And, you know, there are a lot of opportunities for Shasta Regional and Mercy Medical Center, for the community clinics, for the Indian clinics, for our physicians in the community. There are a lot of opportunities for us to work together. And collaboration is absolutely going to be part of what needs to happen in order for this thing to work better going forward.
A national insurance program. Is it needed or something like that?
You know, the challenges we face right now with unfunded patients coming in is significant. Mercy Medical Center is part of Catholic Healthcare West. We're a network of 44 hospitals. And if you look at it from the system perspective, all of those hospitals working and the markets where we're at serving the underserved, yeah, we need some form of increased coverage for people who don't have it right now. Is it what that form and the details behind that? I think who knows what that would be, but there is need for improved access, and not just giving people access. The idea behind it is don't just offer people free access to healthcare, but really involve them in the solution so that they're part of managing their healthcare. Because true health is going to come when people are involved in their own health.
As it is now, people can walk in the emergency room, and by law, you have to serve them.
Absolutely.
And that includes young people with jobs. And you know, this is one of the things that we were talking, not you and I, but I've been talking with other medical administrators, is they may not have medical insurance, even though they could have medical insurance. But they break a leg on their motorcycle or ski, and they come in, they're treated. And it costs $10,000, let's say, or $20,000. How do you get the money back from that? Do you bill them? And, you know, if you have no insurance, do they pay, or is it what? How do you handle that?
A lot of times we don't get the money back. And by law, you're right, we absolutely have to provide the service. And it's probably one of the most important services we provide as a hospital in the community. Our ER treats about 50,000 visits or patients a year. We take care of all of the trauma services. We're the highest designated trauma center in the North State. So anybody in an accident, they're coming in. So your scenario's right. Do we get paid all the time for that? No, we don't. I would guess, I'll tell you, between 65 and 70% of the patients we see, we don't cover our costs. So what happens for the other 25 to 30% that we do see with insurance, we do make money on that, and that offsets those losses from people who are coming in who are not able to pay, who aren't able to be able to provide the or get the coverage that they need or reimburse the hospital for the costs.
So you're saying that 25 to 30% really are paying the cost at the hospitals.
Right, by default, because the system requires that we provide that care. And for us as a mission organization, it's the right thing. But the way the system is set, there's an offset. Over half of the hospitals in California today are losing money. This is not a place where organizations are getting rich is to operate a hospital in this market. But the way that they're going to cover it to be able to continue to provide services is going to get reimbursement from the commercial business or the insured population.
Well, we have a number of clinics and hospitals that have closed here in Southern California.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we're talking about is – and it's – how many – got 2 minutes left there, Bob? but the, in many cases, it's because people that go and use the emergency room services as their primary care physicians. Is, you find this is a problem? That they don't really have an emergency, they just, they're just coming in?
It definitely happens, and it's one of the least efficient ways that we can use the healthcare resources today. It was interesting. I came here from Southern California. In the L.A. market, I think 11 hospitals had closed.
I heard it was like 14 between significant in the past 10 years.
Yeah. Up in the North State, what's happening is the rural hospitals are struggling mightily. Physicians can't make a living, basically. They're leaving, going after employment. They're finding other ways where there's more of a sure thing for the providers of those services, and it's leaving the hospitals with very few doctors and almost, well, it'll be a crisis situation in some situations as, you know, there's a centralization of healthcare going on to the bigger locations.
The phone's ringing, and I'll bet you in a second they're going to ask you about illegal, people that are here illegally. I mean, I don't know who it is, but that question is going
to
come up.
We're going to have to take a break right now.
We're
going to
be taking a break in about 30 seconds. You know, I know that I see small towns or a little bit larger towns, just they're out there advertising for a doctor, you know, to come in, to, you know, that they'll help them through medical school and everything just to get them back in. Okay, we've got to take a break here. Our guest is Mark Korth, who is the president and CEO of Mercy Medical Center. We've been talking about ways of getting, you know, the onerous regulations off our back. The problem is that with the emergency care that which you have to do, but somebody has to pay for it. We'll come back. We're going to be talking about a number of other subjects near and dear to our heart. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lissiera. Arraignment expected this hour for the head of the IMF, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, accused of sexually assaulting a hotel maid in New York City.
She says she walked into his $3,000 a night suite where he had been staying, thought it was unoccupied, and that's when she says Strauss-Kahn emerged out of the bathroom completely naked and chased her into the bedroom, attempted to rape her, then forced her to perform a sex act.
Fox's Julie Bandera, Space Shuttle Endeavour heading to the International Space Station.
The view wasn't the best, but the data we were looking at in the control center was absolutely perfect, and we weren't going to wait around any longer for an opening to come up. We had the clouds where we needed them, and so we went.
Launch manager Mike Moses, liftoff had been put off for 2 weeks after an electrical problem was discovered. It's the second to last launch for the shuttle program. The fleet is being retired. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Wind River Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open, the lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist. I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Mako and Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Mako does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Mako and Redding for paint.
And collision.
Mako and Redding is family owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Mako is offering 20% off body labor for dings and dents with mention of this ad. So hurry in. This offer is for a limited time only. Also, the Ambassador Paint Service is just $299. That's right, only $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss these specials. Mako is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Mako. Call 226-0992. That's Mako in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles by us.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back. 48 degrees right now. KCNR1460.com. You're listening to Carl and Linda Vaught. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. We had a little argument. You know, she says, "Well, I'm going to do this." Wait a minute. I always come in after
the
break.
He's the colonel.
I am into this. I mean, I'm locked
do
in.
It.
I'm in a rut.
Do it.
But it's great because it's Cypress Square Barbershop. Great haircuts, great prices, and they give discounts to veterans. Just remember, you go down there, great conversation, great haircuts, and it's man's last stronghold, my friends. Man's last stronghold. I like it. I get my haircut
there.
They probably Cypress Square
appreciate
Barbershop.
This pen.
This pen made out of a 50 used 50 caliber round BMG. Okay, our guest, Mark Korth from he's president and CEO of Mercy Medical Center, and let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Morning.
Bad Bob, and Admin Ann, and of course your guest, Mark Korth. That's in North, but with a K.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's move on. Mark, I was listening to what you said about collaboration, and in some cases I think collaboration between businesses is really good. But there's also some serious ethics questions, and one of which, of course, is price fixing and creating more or less a monopoly and fixed pricing of various charges between the hospitals. I'm interested in you having you comment on that, but also, if you could, I'd like to have you say something about the unfunded illegal immigrants that come in for health care and what limits you have for their health care and whether or not you perpetuate that or not.
On the first question you asked related to price fixing and collaborating beyond the point of collaboration to controlling, we just don't go there. I don't see that as a real risk for us. We're very separate organizations. We held very separate contracts. We're not going to be talking about pricing and details like that. I think the level of collaboration we have currently is probably better than it's been in Unity. But that doesn't mean that we're sitting back saying, hey, now you do this piece and you do this and you price that. First of all, we're coming at it from very different angles. We're very different organizations in terms of our missions and our focus. But where I do think there's opportunity for collaboration, and to highlight that a little bit further, there are some organizations in this community that are paid very differently to care for a Medi-Cal or an unfunded patient than a hospital ER. And if those organizations actually want to care for them and they're set up to provide more of a medical home type concept and follow those patients, there's a lot better opportunity for those people to receive appropriate care and for the provider of care to be appropriately reimbursed for that. Finding the right place for these patients to go and providing the right level of services is where we can collaborate, not around price, not around setting the market or controlling the market.
Okay. There has recently, and I'm sorry, but your institution, or I can call it that, was involved in this as well, some dumping of patients. And I'd like to have you comment on that if you could. And the dumping I'm talking about is when the indigent or the unfunded patients come in, that they're sent to the other facility. Can you comment?
Well, I'm certain that Mercy Reading has not had an issue or been in the news with that type of issue. I know that the situation and much of the news on that came out of Southern California when I was actually down in that market. The situation there, speaking of it, were some patients, hospitals were accused of potentially letting patients out of their hospital after an acute care stay and basically taking them out back on the streets. We certainly have regulation and standards, and plus it's just the right thing to make sure that patients coming out of our hospital are prepared to receive the appropriate follow-up care. And that's one of the challenges we have with a population sometimes that has varying degrees of interest in taking care of themselves, have varying degrees of support systems. And again, that's where we can work with all of the resources in the community to make sure that these people have the best possible care.
Excellent. Last thing I've got to ask, and then I'll get off the air, about the unfunded illegal immigrants that come in for care. Are you able to ascertain who they are? I know when I go in, I'm asked for my insurance papers and some form of ID to determine that I am who I say I am and that I do have this coverage. Can you determine whether or not a person has a green card or not?
When a patient arrives in our ER for services coming through that door to the hospital, which, by the way, probably 60% of our admissions come through our emergency room, we're just incredible service to the community and to the North State. When a patient comes there, the first job we have is to assess the patient and stabilize them. It's actually not the right thing. It's against our mission and it's against the law to assess the financial condition or the background of any particular patient and determine care based on that. We want to make sure that we're first seeking to provide the care to help people with their health care need. Then once that process is started, we will ask people for whatever information is available that they have and can provide. But to your point, there are some restrictions on our ability to really follow through on that. And as a mission-driven organization, we are going to continue to provide services
for
all patients coming through the door.
Hey, John, you know our breaks better than us. We got to take one.
I do. Thanks, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thanks
coming
a lot,
back
John.
After this break, we have some interesting comments in the chat room. Our guest is Mark Korth, president of Mercy Medical. We were you guys are right with us. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Shout Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for three Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights and Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Patrick Black of Edward Jones, Marquis Care Shasta, Barbara McClaskey Insurance. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
Hello, Reading. This is Kurt Largent of Keller Williams Realty and the Largent Team. I'd like to ask you to listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR for all of your questions with regards to real estate. Here's the bottom line. Amateur hour is over. The days of putting up a sign and waiting for the offers to roll in are gone. You need a superstar. You deserve an expert. You can't afford to settle with regards to your real estate. So please listen in every Saturday morning here on KCNR 1460, brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Level Pest, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Keller Williams Realty.
Listen for the Kurt Largent Show at a new time, now Saturday mornings from 9 till 10.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebot, 845, May the 16th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite's local guy, Doug Tooley. Do not call the 800 number. Call 244-1988, and he guarantees his work. He'll put that dish satellite in there and use his local people, and the money stays local. B&T Satellite. Our guest, Mark Korth, President and CEO of Mercy Medical Center. We have people on the line here. Michael is on line one. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. You have a question for Mark?
I do. It's maybe a comment question. I'll take anything you guys got off the air. No time short. My wife is also in the medical field, and she's in a clinic-type setting. She sees a ton of drug-seeking behavior, especially from, unfortunately, it seems to be it's Medi-Cal. What's the possibility of maybe implementing a copay that comes off of the Medi-Cal's next month check, you know, if their X dollars are allowed for their monthly, I don't know, stipend, I guess it's called, and maybe $25, $50 comes off the top. That's a lot of money to people on a fixed income. Maybe that could help. And again, I appreciate you guys, and I'll take any comments up here.
Thanks, Michael, for your phone call.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Changes to Medi-Cal, Medicaid, the base system from the federal government. I know they're talking about a bunch of different angles and directions they could go with it. I can tell you making changes to that is a massive process. And I don't know what the status and outcome will be, but changes are being talked about a lot. The need for greater responsibility for patients coming in, drug seeking, it's a significant issue that's out there, and we all have to be watching it. Honestly, I don't know the direction that will happen on that, but I am sure, like you said, that it's an issue out there that's being talked about.
Okay, there's a lot of questions about, as soon as you say emergency room and waiting time. So we've got Angel. On line two. Angel, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. Mark, I have a question for you. I have been in the emergency room many times and have, before I was ever treated, been asked for my insurance information. And if I were to go into the emergency room at this point, would I be able to say, treat me first, and then I'll provide you with my insurance information? And I said, my husband and I are both looking at each other like, that is crazy, because we have always had to provide that information. And I'll take your response off air, but that is just crazy.
Well, first of all, let me say I hope you don't have to keep coming back to the emergency room. Hopefully, and when you do, I trust that we'll provide great care and we'll do the right thing. in terms of taking care of your healthcare needs. I've seen some of the chat room discussion coming back, and your question is good. When I said that there's going to be an assessment of you, in the ER room, in the ER waiting room, there close by is a triage nurse or a triage team that is going to be assessing the patients as they come in. For those with a cut or a minor illness or something that's perceived to be of less severity, they may be seen very quickly and assessed very quickly and put back into the waiting room. And so that those with more urgent critical needs, like a heart attack coming in with a elevated STEMI, segment and some serious issues or a stroke, which are incredibly time sensitive, you'll see those flying through the process to make sure we get that care. So to your question, do you need to provide the information? I'm not sure if our team could force you at any point to provide the care, and we by law do need or to provide your information. By law, we need to provide the care that's being requested. But for this community and for this hospital to be able to provide those services, we need people to be forthcoming with the information that they have available so that, you know, everybody can do their part and that the services can be paid for.
Do you have to have interpreters on the staff by law?
We do. We have to provide an interpretation service. You know, there's a lot of different languages, and so we can't have staff with all languages represented, but we have a service that you can actually call into and provide interpretation.
Okay, because I was going to say, I can understand. I know some of these places have got 10 or 12 languages rolling through there, so I knew that must be a problem. Yeah, that was a lot of the questions in the chat room, or a lot of comments were things like, hey, I've come in there and have had to give up all types of information before they would see me. But obviously, but what you're saying is, yes, that's, you know, what we try to do is triage you first, take a look, and real serious, nobody gets questions asked. They just go back for treatment. And then others less severe, and they may be asked all these questions.
We at least initiate the visit. And then absolutely, we'll start to collect the information we can. We need that. And getting patients' information is appropriate, not just for the financial side, but for follow-up care, making sure that we have the information that's needed from the patient to be able to have that for subsequent care that may be needed. Can I just state on our emergency department?
Sure.
Our emergency department provides, like I said earlier, I think 50,000 visits plus. We're a 22 treatment bay hospital in our emergency room. We're in the process of a $18.5 million expansion of our emergency department. That's going to increase our capacity by almost a third, up to 30 treatment bays. It's going to expand our trauma services. $18 million for that expansion. It's about 8,000 square feet of expansion and then another 20-plus thousand square feet of redoing our entire ER. That's a two-year project that we're right in the middle of. And our process, the reason that's taking so long is we're making sure that we maintain our capacity to provide the services while we're under construction so we have the same number, same capacity that we've always had at Mercy as we go through that important expansion.
Okay. By the way, Randall Hempling, who is your counterpart over at Shasta Regional, had a comment in here. We talked about coordination is for the taking care of the patients and how we can do things in there and has nothing to do with prices or anything like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Just thought I'd say he had his comment in
here.
He
backed me up on that, huh?
Yeah,
thanks,
and it's
Randall.
Really great to see the two heads of the hospitals really have got each other's backs because it's really for you guys are for the community and for the good of the community. We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Daryl Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water cost. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
You love your home and you love to improve it. So get into Kubler's Furniture for the Love Your Home sale. You'll love the great savings during this sale and you'll find great brand names like Broyhill. Love your bedroom and a great night's sleep with a queen mattress set from Simmons, starting at $399. Love your living room with a gorgeous plush sofa from Broyhill for $719. Love 1 year same as cash upon credit approval with minimum payments. It's time to love your home and hurry into Kubler's Furniture. Choose from the vast selection of in-stock merchandise that will enhance the home you love. Go to Facebook and like Kubler's to be entered for weekly prize drawings.
Kubler's Furniture.
Love your home and great pricing during this sale at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We won't back down. Home of Free Fire Media. Yeah, I did drop something there, Indy Guy. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brewed. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee beans at great prices, finest walk-in humidor in the state. They do so much, Joe and Shelley, for our community and the veterans. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Mark Korth, President and CEO of Mercy Medical Center. And we've, you know, tons of questions about the emergency room and everything else about this, but we've only got a couple minutes left here. Let's talk about the people that run your place there.
Yeah, you know, as I was thinking about this conversation, the thing I wanted to make sure I got across is just how proud I am of the team of people that take care of the folks in Shasta County throughout the North State. We have 1,700 employees who dedicate their lives and their services. Probably a lot of the listeners, friends, relatives, probably some of them work at Mercy Medical Center. They deserve credit for the outstanding care that we provide as an organization. Those are the individuals who are putting it on the line, who go to work and really balance all of the challenges that are there to figure out a way to provide the very best care. We also have about 400 physicians on our medical staff. These are doctors who work in the community, your doctors, the ones who are taking care of you. They work incredibly hard. And their environment, and you've heard it before on this program because I know the last time I was here we talked about it, the environment for physicians in this community continues to become more challenging, I think. We're losing primary care physicians. We have need to find ways to get physicians to want to be here. The doctors who are here, we provide as high of level of service. I came from down in the L.A. market. Our services here and the quality of physicians that we have are second to none. I've seen them in other places, and our services are phenomenal. Then we've got our volunteers out there. We have a volunteer group of about 400 people that come in on their own time. Volunteer is the perfect word because they're doing it for no other reason than they just want to give service back to Mercy Medical Center, our mission that was started by the Sisters of Mercy way back in the 1800s and came up and worked to develop healthcare just because they knew it was important and what the community needed. So thanks to all of those individuals. They're the ones who make it happen. They're the one who have helped us develop the most comprehensive service line of any hospital in the North State. We truly provide it from soup to nuts in terms of the services, and we do it very, very well.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have somebody that's in charge of the hospital that's so proud of it, naturally. So where's Mercy heading? Is there anything big coming in the near future? for Mercy. I know that you're expanding the emergency room and, or keeping the emergency room going because this is something you're very proud of. You've got the Mercy flights, even though that used to be yours. Now you're having them contracted out, but that's a huge thing too. People have mentioned that in our chat room.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of services, and we're expanding on a lot of fronts. Our joint and spine center is gaining more and more recognition out there as a premier place for people to go who need spine surgery, who need total joint replacement. We've absolutely developed a great program that provides follow-through, great rehab, good physicians working together on that. We have a number of other programs. I think what you'll see from us is working more and more with the community to find ways for the community to be part of their healthcare solution. You'll see us working more and more with doctors. We're actually starting a medical foundation, which allows us to have doctors come into more of an employment model so that we can recruit more primary care physicians and, as needed, doctors to provide coverage for our emergency room. All those specialties that people come in needing services, we need to make sure we have doctors. You'll see us moving in that direction. Then you'll see us working on our quality. Our new model coming forward is perfect care, and we'll be moving towards that end.
Great. Hey, our guest has been Mark Korth, President and CEO of Mercy Medical Center. We're going to have you back on again, of course. And thank you so much for being here. Our guest tomorrow, Senator Doug LaMalfa, will be on. The budget for the state should come out today, so that's what we're going to be talking about is money and budgets and taxes and extension of taxes. And this is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460 on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady. President Obama just meeting with flood victims in Memphis ahead of a high school graduation speech there next hour. And while Memphis recovers from storms, they're still in evacuation mode in parts of Louisiana. Floodgates open to ease pressure on Baton Rouge and New Orleans will deluge other areas like the town of Butte-la-Rose.
The folks here are packing up.
Mobile homes, trailers. Been leaving for the past week.
I saw one guy hauling out a hot water heater and a port-a-john. That's because his house could be under 10 feet of water.
Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes in Louisiana, Mississippi, awaiting its Mississippi River crest later today. Wounded Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will be heading back to rehab in Houston after watching Space Shuttle Endeavor's final launch this morning in Florida.
I can't say there were a lot of words during the viewing, but she did at the end say to me, I was sort of standing to her left, and she looked up at me and she said, good stuff, good stuff.
Giffords' chief of staff says the Congresswoman and her shuttle commander husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, traded weddings.